So I'm here with Dale Willis today, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the apprenticeship levy. And there's been quite a few changes in this area in the last year or so. So I thought it would be really good to catch up with Dale and for him to be able to give a bit of insight in how those changes have manifested themselves and how it affects the small business owner. So welcome, Dale.
Thank you very much.
And so what's the situation with the apprenticeship levy, and how has that changed?
So the levy has been running now for about 18 months, and what has changed is fundamentally there are less people starting apprenticeships at level two and level three than there were when the levy started. At the moment, it's down about a third. About a third of down in number of starts of young people starting apprenticeships, and the level three starts, so the advanced apprenticeships, and they're at their lowest level for the last 4 years. So the levy has come in, and there's been a significant decrease in the number of people starting apprenticeships at that sort of entry level.
Right. Okay. So what's changed? What were the problems with the old apprenticeship way of working? Because I know there's been some changes there, but in terms of the levy, what are the problems that exist in that area?
So the problems maybe beforehand was that the government have set a target of saying that there'll be 3 million new apprenticeships by the year 2020, and that drives their policy through that. And the problem leading up to the levy being implemented was that lots of big businesses, lots of sizable businesses within and every town had not engaged with the apprenticeship process for a whole number of reasons, but they just weren't taking apprenticeships. So the government have put a levy on, and it's around about 125 employers. Once you get to 125 employees, you're probably within the range of the levy. It's an annual salary payroll of 3 million. And so what the government's perspective was if we charge people a levy and put that into a pot that they can only spend on apprenticeships, that will encourage bigger businesses to take an apprentice on and to use it for apprentices. So it's sort of that would be the carrot here. We're going to take some of your money away from you. We're going to put it in this pot over here, and you can have it back if you take an apprentice on. And what we do know at the moment is that only 14% of the apprenticeship funds in those levy pots is currently being spent. And that's because the government have put a number of restrictions on how that money can be spent on apprenticeships.
Okay. So what's the implication, so for people like myself, business owners that have taken on lots of apprentices before and looking to take on lots of apprentices in the future, what are the implications of the changes?
So the changes for smaller businesses aren't enormous, because if you employ less than 50 people and you take on a 16, 17, 18-year-old, that apprenticeship's not going to cost you anything. The government are going to cover the cost of that apprenticeship. One of the new things that's come out, though, is that if you're part of a supply chain, if you're a small business that's part of a supply chain into a larger business, and if that larger business can't spend all of its apprenticeship levy, then they can work in partnership with you and can cover the costs of your apprentices. And that's something that hadn't happened before. It's a new thing, and certainly hasn't happened in the past.
So there's still a big drive towards getting more apprentices on board, from a government's point of view, still being fully supported. So I guess the question would be, what are the next steps that if somebody was looking to benefit from taking on an apprentice? You were also saying that the supply chain can benefit from a larger organisation.
Yeah, so I think if you're a large company and you can't spend all of your apprenticeship levy, and most of them can't, and we maybe talk about that separately in a second, most of them can't do that you can look at your supply chain and you can support financially the apprenticeships within that company. And whilst those smaller companies can get their own apprentices sorted, it means that they won't have any costs associated to it because your levy cost will cover that off. But it also means that maybe you're strengthening that community, that partnership of your supply chain, so that you're working with your suppliers and saying what skills do you think you need? And also maybe as a key business, you might be saying to your suppliers, we think you need to develop these skills, or some of your staff need to develop these skills because that's the direction we're going in. And this is a great opportunity for you to use our levy to develop the skills that we need you to have, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And I think that community and working together as rather than completely separate is something that I think is quite interesting and probably reflects sort of much more the times of the way we work at the moment.
So the levy is going to be based on turnover. Large businesses, not all of them are able to spend all of the levy that they create. So they're aware of how much this is, so they should be able to then, just some form of marketing amongst stakeholders involved in that business. It could be something that others could benefit from.
Oh, absolutely. And it gives them an opportunity, as I say, to help shape the skills that are being developed as well, in addition to enhancing and cementing in that relationship with their suppliers. And if they don't spend the money, it is just another tax. So it will go. Mm. It goes after 24 months. So the levy that you pay now, in 25 months' time, if that month's money isn't spent, it just disappears into the government's coffers.
And one of the points I mentioned before was a larger organisation that actually decided that they weren't going to use any of their cash because they felt that it was just too much of an investment for them to be able to get that many apprentices through. So for them to be able to share that, and then there's good PR in that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's great PR because you're developing other people. I think there's that social responsibility as well of, this money is there to be used to develop apprentices. And
it's just throwing it away. It's just not the right thing to do, is it?
No, absolutely. It just disappears. It just becomes a tax.
Yeah.
And I think we have a responsibility to use that money for, if we can't use it to develop our own business, then how can we use it to develop other people and their businesses and young people and older people in the local community that need and will benefit from that training?
Yeah. So from a larger company's perspective, don't just throw it away, share it, absolutely should, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So from a smaller business owner, somebody who's looking to take on apprentices, what's the cost if somebody hasn't taken on an apprentice before?
Yeah.
What's the cost associated with it? What's the commitment associated with it? How long does it last?
So if you employ less than 50 people, and you take on a 16, 17, 18 year old or a 19 year old that maybe has some a care package attached to them, then it's not going to cost you anything other than their wages. If you are larger than 50 employees, it's going to cost you 10% of the cost of the apprenticeship. So if you were to take an apprenticeship, maybe like a standard one like business administration, let's take business administration as an example. If you took on an admin apprentice, it's going to cost you 10% of the cost of that apprenticeship, and the maximum cost of that apprenticeship is currently £5,000. So the training provider, the maximum they can charge a business for delivering that apprentice, or charge the government for delivering that, is £5,000. And if that maximum charge is taken, then the maximum cost of the business, is £5,000. The maximum cost of the business is £500.
Yeah, so it's
10%.
Unbelievable, cheap.
And it's and that particular apprenticeship lasts over 18 months.
Yeah.
And so a smaller business is contributing 10% of the cost of the apprenticeship, and they should be involved in shaping that apprenticeship with the provider as well. So it works a little bit like like in universities, they can charge up to something like £9,500 per year. Mm-hmm. They don't have to charge £9,500; they can charge up to that. And it's the same with apprenticeship providers. The maximum funding available for business admin is £5,000. If the employer thinks that they can deliver some of that themselves, then they can shop around and find a training provider that will, charge them what they need.
Yeah.
So that cost is flexible. And then it's 10%, so fundamentally 10% of it. Mm.
Okay. So the message to the smaller business owners, also from experience, is that if you get young people onto a programme which is between 12 and 18 months, is that the likelihood of them staying with the business is much greater because they feel that they're on a journey and they want to complete on that course.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do they want to complete on the course, they want to use those skills afterwards. You know, and I know from, I've been doing this job for like 25, 26 years, and I know that from time to time people will say, we're going to train them and then they're just going to go somewhere else. You know, that isn't my experience whatsoever. My experience is that people want to stay. They want that. They want to use the skills where they are. And I've got hundreds of people that keep in contact with me who I found a job for 17, 18, 19 mm-hmm. years ago, who did an apprenticeship and are still working in that company, or the company's been taken over, or they did 10 years and they moved on somewhere else. So my experience isn't that if you train somebody through an apprenticeship program, give them a really good experience, that as soon as it's finished, they're off.
A lot of that, has to start with the business owner recognising a good 6 months in advance of that person coming to the end of the course is what are the next steps?
Yeah.
And of course, if we're not coming to them as business owners and saying, this is what your future looks like, then they're going to have to find their own way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for me, there's three things, critical things that, make up the success. And that is that it has to be personal development of the person in the business. That is as critically important to somebody now as just pay. The environment that they work in and the environment of ability to grow. And the last one, pay. It's not just pay anymore that we're making people want to stay. Mm. And this is very much about millennials and about them feeling like they want to go on a journey rather than just focus on the cold hard cash and bear it out because they don't want to do that.
No, absolutely. It's around, as you say, six months before the end, both shaping and saying what comes next, how does it look like, and the learning and the development doesn't stop on the day the apprenticeship finishes. The learning and development goes to a new level, goes to the next step,
level four, and a lot of the certifications now that the apprenticeships are using are now using industry wide accreditations, which are specific to that industry, not just a general NVQ, which is great as well, which gives more credibility to the business and sets up. Great. So finally then, if there was the one critical thing, if there's a next step that somebody had to take, let's say on the small business side of things, the next step would be to speak to a training provider, find somebody who seems to be a good fit.
Yeah. Speak to a training provider, find somebody who's a good fit, or if you've recruited your own person, take that person straight to the training provider and say, I'd like to enrol this person on an apprenticeship. Are you going to be involved in shaping that, how that apprenticeship looks, how it feels? But go and find a local training provider that can do that for you. And if you're a part of a supply chain and you have, it's an opportunity for you to develop your relationship in that supply chain by talking upwards and saying to the levy payers within that, hey, are you spending all of your levy? Because 14% of them are, so that's an awful lot that aren't. And that's an opportunity for you to bond in and develop that relationship by saying, would you like to spend any of that levy on developing my staff? Because absolutely, if they're not spending it, it's going to go. And I think they have a sort of a moral and social responsibility to make sure it's used well.
Completely agree.
Okay.
Thanks, Dale.
Cool. Enjoyed it.